And welcome into our AvWeb AudioCast for Monday, March 31st, 2008 from AvWeb, the Internet's general aviation news service and magazine. Brought to you by Aviation Consumer. And incidentally, the May issue of Aviation Consumer's Used Aircraft Guide will be on the Cessna 206. Two pilots were transitioning a military operating area near Luke Air Force Base last week when they say they got the fright of their lives from an F-16 pilot who they say forced them to take evasive maneuvers to avoid what they thought was an imminent collision. AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Pilatus PC-12 pilot Patrick McCall about the close encounter.
He's a California attorney. He's also been a pilot for more than 30 years, and something happened last week that's never happened to you in your life and probably has never happened to any other pilot that I've ever heard of. The best way to go about this is just to have you describe it in your own words, Patrick.
Scottsdale, Arizona was my departure. I was going to fly my Pilatus PC-12 to Corona, California, mid-morning, Friday, March 21st, and flying VFR at 16,500, and in the Gladden MOA, clear skies, Albuquerque Center. I was with that ATC facility, and all of a sudden, while I was flying at 16,500, received on my TCAS an audible alert of traffic, and looked at my multifunction display and saw what appeared to be traffic alert, which was yellow in color, which means it was imminent. And what was odd about it was that 3,000 feet above indicated at my 1 o'clock position. Looking at it, a couple seconds go by, and it was obvious the aircraft was coming towards me, but now at 2,000 feet above, and then quickly went to 1,500 and to 1,000, realizing that something, collision course was there and something imminent. I disengaged my autopilot and immediately made a 60-degree bank turn to the left and pushed the yoke forward to dive the aircraft. And I must have descended about at least 2,000 feet, but during the process of that, I had one eye on my TCAS because I never was actually able to see the air traffic out of my window because his speed and the timing of it. I noted that when I made the left turn in dive position, the ensuing aircraft made a right turn adjustment in order to come fly towards me as though he was chasing me. Within a couple seconds, my TCAS showed that the aircraft was now at 00, which means at my altitude, and either on top of me or below me. Couldn't tell, obviously. At that point in time, I thought it was going to be a collision was going to happen instantaneously. Still not understanding why this pilot was doing this. I immediately then pulled the yoke back into an ascending climb in a hard right turn in order to avoid the collision. And I climbed it probably give or take 1,000 feet. I immediately nosed the yoke down to level the flight, or airplane, excuse me, and only to now on my left wing within about 20 or so feet was an F-16 pilot or aircraft with its nose up and flying at my airspeed, which was about 240 knots over the ground. And he stayed at my left wing for about maybe 15, 20 seconds, give or take, staring at me, and then inched his way forward maybe 5 miles per hour or so for a few more seconds, and when he got to about 100 or so feet in front of me, maybe 200 maximum, he literally pulled his nose straight up into the air and took off. And then I bounced around because of the jet wash. Within a few seconds after that...
Let's be clear about something. You weren't violating a TFR. You weren't intercepted because you were doing something wrong, right?
That is correct. In fact, when he was off my left wing, thinking of myself for a second in time... Second in time that I thought that maybe I did something wrong because maybe I thought I was going to be escorted or something. And I looked again at my movie map display. I had a Garmin as well that was showing me that I was not in violation of any TFRs or restricted areas or anything else at all whatsoever. And realized at this point in time that I had a pilot who was just messing around with me as opposed to me doing something wrong and intercepting me.
Okay, well, he apparently wasn't satisfied with you. Tell us what happened next.
Well, after he shot straight up, within a couple seconds to a minute maximum, I can't remember as I stand here, but Albuquerque Center came back on the air, radioed, and in a very concerned voice said, "Pilatus, 121 Papa Hotel," which is my call sign, my tail number. I immediately responded by saying, "This is 1 Papa Hotel." Someone else interrupted in other non-relevant chatter between Albuquerque Center and the other aircraft. And maybe about a minute or two later, a Premier jet calls Albuquerque Center and extraordinarily elevating concern, basically declaring an emergency that he had received a TA, a traffic advisory, that he must climb immediately, and determined that he would have to, in order to climb, that he would have to perhaps violate airspace and fly past 180. He was at 16,500 as well. The Albuquerque Center came back, was a little confused by the call because they obviously had not called me and or Premier Jet warning of any of the air traffic. The Premier Jet apparently did what he was needed to do, climbed, which I learned later found out that he had to climb out at least 4,000 feet a minute to avoid a collision with an aircraft. He called back a few seconds later and to report that now he had what now was an F-16 off his left wing by about 10 feet staring at him, and was demanding to understand why this pilot was doing what he was doing. Albuquerque Center, of course, didn't know what to say. Then an investigation was demanded by the pilot in the Premier Jet, at which time I reported on the air or the radio as well at what had just happened to me.
Okay, well, a week's gone by. What's happened in the meantime?
With respect to the Luke Air Force Base, I called after receiving phone numbers from Albuquerque Center over the radio at that time, called Luke Air Force Base, and his response was that, as far as they're concerned, it's my problem since I was flying in a MOA, and I said that was absolutely inappropriate, and that there was another pilot or jet aircraft that was going to call as well. Well, he dismissed the entire conversation and turned around and said that there's nothing that they were going to do. So I called Scottsdale FISDO, who indicated to me that I need to go ahead and continue my conversation with Albuquerque Center, file a near-miss report, and then it would be a mandatory investigation, which I did. I talked to the supervisor at Albuquerque Center, who indicated they've never had this experience. They've already had reviewed the tapes 3 times to try to identify the F-16 pilot and had been unable to do that at that time, and this was about 3 or 4 hours later, but they were investigating it and took the near-miss report. Since then, reports have been filed with the Luke Air Force Base people, but they have done nothing, have not responded at all.
And the Beach Premier pilot is doing the same sorts of things, right?
Absolutely. He's reported it in addition to Senator McCain's office, who I understand has now opened up a investigation.
Okay, well, what do you want to see come out of all of this?
I know how I felt at the time, that being chased for no apparent reason and having to make the maneuvers I did, wondering if I had done another maneuver, whether I would have hit the aircraft or he would have hit me. I think that the Air Force needs to do an investigation and have a clear understanding as to what pilots are able to do in MOAs, military operation areas, knowing that the definition of a MOA does not give them a title of trust or a title that the airspace is theirs and they own it, and we're certainly not able to use the airspace as private pilots, which is not the definition. Understanding that is that using that MOA areas for both private pilots and military doing non-hazardous flights in that area.
How many passengers did you have on board?
Personally, fortunately, it was only me. I ironically had left that morning from having flight training through SIMCOM, but I understand the Premier pilot had at least 1+ additional passenger.
We'll be following this with interest. I understand there's some mainstream media that's going to be looking into this later on in the week. I'm sure that it'll be making headlines.
Yes, I would think so.
Pilatus PC-12 pilot Patrick McCall. Comments on this audiocast welcome, audionews@avweb.com. And today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Learn more or subscribe at www.aviationconsumer.com. Mike Blakeney reporting for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.